It's time for Mount Vernon Wildcat Basketball on 106.7 WMVI and MountVernonRadio.com. This broadcast is brought to you by United Fidelity Bank, the Posey County Co-op, Auto Car Trader, Bud's Hardware, the Mount Vernon M Club, Russell's Excavating, Green Credit Union, Expressway Chevrolet, Team Milam of ERA First Advantage Realty, and Expressway Jeep and Chrysler.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the Mount Vernon High School Basketball Coaches Show. Coming to you on 106.7 WMVI and MountVernonRadio.com. We are in the United Fidelity Bank location in downtown Mount Vernon. A bank that's big enough to be a full-service bank to whatever you need, but they can tailor anything that they need to your specific desires and needs with whatever you have going on. I'm here with Coach Doug Nosek. We are in the lobby. It's been a long time since we've had one of these shows, what with the snow and rescheduled games and stuff. How's everything going, Coach? Everybody looking good? You just came from practice?
Yeah, we got some things done today. We had a good weekend. You know, lots happened, obviously, Alan, since we've been together. Good stuff. Mostly good. I mean, we had a seven-game win streak. And I told the players the other day, I had a lot of, admiration of we're 11-6. Had a seven-game winning streak. We've only had four home games. Mm-hmm. And I don't know if there's a team in the state who's had a schedule like that. And, you look at, the best teams right now in our league, Boonville, Princeton, Gibson Southern, Heritage Hills, all on the road we got to play. Yep. So, we've been dealt that hand, and they've done fairly well. And, and with that said, I'm kind of reminded. I had my high school coach meant so much to me. He taught me so much. I wouldn't be here right now. I wouldn't have the career I had in athletics, basketball without him. And he was just a terrific coach. And he had a saying that he would always throw at us. You're only as good as your last outing.
Yeah.
So
my coach used the same one.
And we, you hate to think that, but we just, it was just disappointing how as good as we played, as hard as we played. And I thought that we were more aware of how we had to play to have any chance to beat Princeton. And we just didn't do it. We didn't, and I did a bad job. I didn't do a good job of convincing these kids of how you've got to play. And we're at Tell City, we're all these places, we're in a stance, we're jumping, we're active. And we got there, and it's like, I think their first, eight of their first 10 points were on layups.
Yeah.
And they shoot the ball well enough, and you can't do that. But, and we didn't do, aside from maybe the game at Carmi, the first tournament game at Carmi, I wasn't real pleased with our, kind of just how we approached that game. We got ahead, and we didn't. But after that, we had great outing at Southridge.
Yeah, Southridge was the one we typically, historically, we just don't play well at Southridge. I love the gymnasium. My goodness,
it's
great.
It was beautiful.
But you guys, we went out there, and you were in control the whole game. That's the one I was telling you, that's the game. Clowers and Boozy each got two fouls early, so that looks bad for us. They made it to halftime with two, picked up a quick one in the third. That looks bad for us. They finished the game with three. So, but it was a really strong defense that whole game.
Well, the second half, maybe, we got out there. This was a game that we put a little pressure on our guys. We're looking at the league standings, and we had to win that game to have any chance to remain in contention. And we started the game. We started the game well offensively. We didn't start the well game off defensively. They were active, and we were a step behind. We went to the zone a little bit in the first half and kind of calmed down a little bit. We came out the second half, and then Brady Schickel makes a play at the end of the third quarter. It was still just a 1-point game there. We were playing better, but they're good there. And Brady, we had the ball, we held the ball, and I gave Nash a bad play. It wasn't the right play to have, and to his credit, he got the ball through him, and Beatty tipped this ball, makes two efforts, and the ball finds its way to Meyer in the corner. He hits three at the buzzer, and I think we had the ball, too, to start the so that was a huge play in that game, kind of propelled us, and then we really guarded in the fourth quarter like we can. So that was kind of the start. Right then, that was just it's just a league win, a good crowd, great, as you mentioned, the facility there, just a great, venue. and just a good high school game.
We had a good Mount Vernon crowd there,
we
too.
We had a great crowd
there.
That was
really good.
We had a great crowd at Carmike, you know, particularly the championship game.
Well, Carmike's just right down the road.
Yeah,
Southridge is a little tougher to get to, but still.
It's,
this is a fun team to watch. It really is.
Well, I hope so. And we weren't Thursday.
No.
we have been. I mean,
What Carmike? You know, this is the second time. This is my eighth year, maybe ninth. I don't remember. You get old, you lose count. But we've won it. This is the second time we've won all three games over there in Carmike. And you know, the first game coming out the chute and beating Carmike by 19, I think.
Yeah, it ended up being we really, and that was I was not pleased with. You know, we came out and we knew Carmike was down. We had really no preparation till we played Southridge.
Right, Friday.
We gave the kids off Saturday because I knew Carmike, they didn't run a lot of stuff. I felt like we'd given that. We don't practice Sunday.
Right. You need to have fresh legs because you got three games in 5 days with basically six players plus little spots here and there.
Yeah, and actually the JV players, Waz, Ryland, and Caleb, were playing, and they played a JV event Monday morning in Marion, Illinois.
Oh.
So they were coming back as well, and they need that. They needed that. They played three games, good competition. Mm-hmm. You know, came back, got on the bus, and then they went in with us. But
I don't believe you didn't use any of them on that Monday night game, did you?
I think we did in the fourth
quarter. Did you in the fourth quarter?
Yeah, we got up, and we got up 11-0, and then we just, you know, we got it to half. We didn't respect the game. You know, we just played the way we're – but to our guys' credit, I was not happy. And we came out against Harrisburg, and that's probably as good a half as we've ever played. I mean, we couldn't have been better, and these kids were excited. I mean, it was just great teamwork. I think we had like 13 assists at the half against Harrisburg. You know, we're up big. And so, you know, the fact that they really responded and played, you know, a team that Harrisburg was a little bit down to than they've been in the past. They'd lost one of their best players. But, you know, we played the way we're supposed to play.
Mm-hmm.
And
that was a game Waz did play, in my opinion, played his best he has all year. He came in for some spot minutes here and there, and I think was Brady in foul trouble or something, but there was a reason he was in there, and he did terrific. He made a couple of stops on their big guy, got a couple rebounds, you know, didn't I'm not sure if he scored or not. I don't care about scoring anyway. I just like defense.
He may get one later. I know, but you know, Waz is going to be the one thing about Waz, and I talked to any young kids that listen to this, is that the one thing that kid has done from day one is he listens. Mm-hmm. And it's just it's a skill. It's something that kids he listens to everybody who is talking to him, no matter what it's about. And his energy level every day has been out there, and it's always eager to play. I think he gets he's still a little bit timid when he gets to run. Just, you know, get out and run. The kid can really run long. He's linked in his skill level. I mean, he hit two threes at Southridge in JV game. I mean, just caught these things, and he can do that. He needs still some more work, some tuning, but this summer, I mean, my goodness, he couldn't make a 10-footer.
Yeah.
But it's just amazing what some effort and listening will do.
Yeah.
And he's, you know, he's going to have a great, great career here.
Yeah, you can teach them all, you know, good basketball and stuff, but you can't teach them to listen. They have to bring that, and they also have to bring the effort. You can't bring effort. And if they can do those two things, I always said I had two rules to play for me. I said, number one, when coaches talk, your ears open, your mouth shut. Mm-hmm. And number two, try as hard as you possibly can within the rules to do everything that's asked of you.
Yeah.
Those are the only two. Everything else falls under one of those.
Yeah.
And it's easy. Yeah. It really is easy. Yeah. But you're dealing with teenage boys.
Yeah.
That's a horse of a different color.
Well, I mean, these have been good kids to work with.
Yeah.
And then, you know, we come back, and then we've got Fairfield. And we didn't play very well offensively at Fairfield. Mm-hmm. We just were 20 points in the first quarter. But 10 of them were one of the things we did at Carmike. We got a lot of baskets off our defense. We got in passing lanes. We stole. I mean, they were teams that struggled offensively. We knew Carmike and Harrisburg really struggled to take care of the ball. But we came out again. I mean, Carmike, and Harrisburg. We come out of Fairfield, and I mean, right out of the chute, we get some runouts. I think we had 10 points from our defense. We had 20 points in the first quarter, and then we only scored 27 the rest of the game, which we got a little stale. The shot clock, and this was on me. The one thing I didn't want to do going into this tournament. The Southridge game meant everything to us.
Yep.
and I didn't want to practice the shot clock. And the biggest struggle with the shot clock, and when you play with it, is you want to push the ball, but when you don't have anything, you've got to have something that you flow into. Mm-hmm. And we didn't work. We have something we do, but we didn't practice it enough. And we got that caught us a little bit. Against Harrisburg and Carmite, it didn't really matter. We scored. Right. We got to the rim, and we kind of got what we wanted. Fairfield wasn't the same deal. You know, they had better players and better defensive team, and we got stale offensively. Once we got it down the court, we didn't have enough movement. We had a lot of dribbling, you know, with that purpose. And, you know, and then we gave up. You know, we couldn't. Every time we got a lead, I think we got to 7 or 9, and we kept giving it back.
Right.
And to their credit, they came back, and they made some big plays. And then, you know, I was in Meyer quite a bit there at that game, but didn't think he was, you know, offensively being what he could do. And he makes we run a play. It's for him. And first of all, you know, Bryce delivers the ball to him. Brady, I mean, it was a screening play, and Meyer, he came in and drew two, and he dumps the stain down to Brady, and it was a great finish. I mean, in traffic, and it was, but it was an unbelievable, unselfish play by Meyer in that he drew the help and made a terrific pass, and you know, it was enough. It was, it was a nail biter.
Yeah, it was. And then, if I remember right, they were bringing the ball up with like 6 or 7 seconds, and Boozy fouled him with 2.5 left to put him out of bounds. We had a foul to give.
We had a foul to give, and we really wanted to get that. I wanted to get it sooner. So, because it's a lot easier, most people have in their playbook a half-court play. This, I wanted to get it a little sooner, so you're at more than three-quarter there, which is a little bit harder. But it worked out. And I really, they had a violation. They didn't take that ball out of bounds. The kid kind of slapped at it to the kid, but he was never, I don't think he ever established himself. And, you know, the clock was running, but either way, but it worked out for us.
Yeah, and that was a pretty terrific thing, and you end up with three players on the all-tournament team, including the MVP.
Yeah, and I thought Brady should have, Brady had a case to.
He was double digits all three games.
I think maybe Carmi wasn't, but one of them he wasn't necessarily, but just a monster game against Fairfield, and I think Harrisburg, he was, you know, Brady's shooting, I think he's almost at 61% now. We've got a couple more things still to put into the playbook for him. And he just, you know, Brady's just, you know, he's always going to be a football player playing basketball. And he doesn't.
I take one of those on my team every day of the week.
But we're trying to get him a little bit more nuanced in how to post, you know, to go in there and how to make contact. And he's gotten a lot better at that, and we've got to do a better job. We've missed him in there a couple times too. We've got to get him the ball. You know, we call on time, on target, and that's what we keep doing.
Yeah. It looked to me like that was the week Nash was finding him an awful lot down there. And the thing that Brady does that I think is very hard for a player to do. He's got very strong hands, and he catches anything. But when he goes up to shoot, he's got soft hands.
Yeah.
And that's a contrast, and it's hard to do. But he's been doing a very good job of it lately, in particular, and those little baby jump hooks that you wonder, is that football player going to clang it off the back of the rim? And he puts them feathery soft every time. But tell you what, we better take a break real quick here, and we'll come back shortly. You're listening to 106.7 WMVI.
You've got places to go. And Better Banking can help you and your money go further. Are you ready to take your money to new heights? Get a flexible high-yield checking account that lets you customize your interest rate so you can keep your finances headed in the right direction. With Elevate Checking from United Fidelity Bank, you're in control of how much you earn. You can raise your rate with a few easy steps, like using your mobile banking app or getting your paychecks by direct deposit. Get more ways to earn more with Elevate Checking and start earning 4.00% APY. Learn more at unitedfidelity.com/elevate or visit your local banking center. Must meet certain criteria to qualify. Rates may change at any time without notice after the account is opened. APY is accurate as of August 1st, 2024. $25 minimum deposit required to open. Fees or other conditions could reduce earnings on the account. Member FDIC.
The Posey County Co-op has proudly been supporting the communities we live in since 1927. With locations in Mount Vernon, Poseyville, Griffin, St. Wendell, Hobstadt, and Evansville, the Posey County Co-op is your number one spot for Askro and DeKalb seeds and Purina feed products. The Posey County Co-op also has you covered with their new Posey County Workwear in Mount Vernon. The Posey County Co-op, your number one agricultural resource since 1927.
Buying a used vehicle doesn't have to be difficult. And when you come to Auto Car Trader in Mount Vernon, it's not. This week's Vehicle of the Week is a 2016 Ford F-150 four-wheel drive Super Crew. It's a sharp blue truck with XLT package. Has the 3.5-liter engine, has running boards, a good set of tires, and is the Super Crew with just 152,000 miles on it. You can take this one home today for $15,550. See the pictures online at actpreowned.com or swing by 312 College Avenue and take it on a test drive today. Financing is available for all credit situations at Auto Car Trader in Mount Vernon.
Spring is just around the corner, and Bud's Hardware is here to help you. Packaged flower and vegetable seeds are buy one, get one free. 50-pound bags of Kentucky 31 or Contractor Blend Tall Fescue Grass Seed for $69.99 apiece. Bud's Hardware is open Monday through Friday from 7 a.m. until 5 p.m. and Saturdays from 8 until 5. Serving Mount Vernon since 1874. Bud's Hardware on Main Street.
Expressway Chevrolet GMC is family-owned and located on the corner of Highway 62 and 69 in Mount Vernon, Indiana. The dealership was built on the principle that every vehicle buying experience should be easy but fun for the whole family. Our award-winning service department has 26 bays, 11 technicians, with 5 of them world-class. Sales is open Monday through Saturday from 9 a.m. to 7:30 p.m. Inventory is arriving daily, so remember to shop us before you shop anywhere else and visit us 24/7 at expresswaychevrolet.com, Mount Vernon, Indiana.
This is Justin Schmidt, Regional Manager for Crane Credit Union in Posey County. I want to remind you that Crane Credit Union is committed to serving Posey County. With 3 locations, familiar faces, and local decisions, we are able to offer cutting-edge products and services that you want, along with hometown feel that you deserve. When you become a member at Crane Credit Union, you're helping to support this community and the schools and organizations that matter to you. Visit us in person at one of our local branches in Poseyville, Mount Vernon, or St. Wendell, or online at cranecu.org to find out how easy it is to join. Crane Credit Union, federally insured by NCUA, an equal housing lender.
For over 40 years, Russell's Excavating has proudly served the community, specializing in commercial and industrial services. Russell's offers site preparation for new construction projects, demolition and industrial maintenance services, all services rendered with emphasis on safety first and customer satisfaction. A proud supporter of Wildcats Athletics is family-owned Russell's Excavating, located at 6800 Leonard Road South in Mount Vernon. Call 812-838-2471 for Russell's Excavating.
T. Milam of Erie First Advantage Realty has another great opportunity for you. If you like country living, you need to check out 3648 Sailor Road in Mount Vernon. This serene and rustic property offers 4 acres with a private lake, a detached garage with ample space for vehicles, storage, and workshop possibilities. And the house has 4 bedrooms, 3 baths, and 2,248 square feet. Check out the listing online at tmilam.com or call Rick for a showing at 812-453-1068. T. Milam of ERA First Advantage Realty, going that extra mile.
Looking for a new ride, or is it time to make sure your current vehicle is ready for winter? At Expressway Jeep, we've got you covered. From new snow-ready Jeep and Ram 4x4s to reliable pre-owned options, we're your one-stop shop. Plus, when the temperature drops, our certified technicians are here to help keep your vehicle winter-ready with expert service and maintenance. Stop by today or check us out online at expressway jeep.com. Expressway Jeep Chrysler Dodge Ram in Mount Vernon, Indiana.
Love is in the air and in the oven. DiMaggio's Authentic Italian Pizza will make you a heart-shaped pizza now through Valentine's Day. Same delicious crust and fresh toppings. Surprise your sweetheart, your bestie, or just try one yourself. Delicious Valentine heart-shaped pizza. Now through Valentine's Day at DiMaggio's Authentic Italian Pizza. Call them, stop by, or order online at orderdimaggios.com. Main Street in Mount Vernon and in Evansville at 3848 North 1st Avenue.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome back to the Mount Vernon High School Basketball Coaches Show right here on 106.7 WMVI and MountVernonRadio.com. We are in the lobby of United Fidelity Bank in downtown Mount Vernon. I'm Alan Buck here with Coach Doug Novsik, and we have kind of brought us up to speed. Like I said, it's been a couple weeks since we had a coaches show and a lot of games, a lot of good things. But now we need to look ahead. We have Memorial coming to town tomorrow night at 7 o'clock. So plan your Tuesday evening right now, folks. We need all your support. We talked about, mentioned something earlier at Southridge, which is in Huntingburg. We had a huge Mount Vernon crowd. To me, it looked like there were as many Mount Vernon people as there were Southridge people, and that was a very, very big part in bringing that game home. Do it again tomorrow night with Memorial. So what do you think about the game for tomorrow?
Well, they're a scrappy team. They're not real big. They've got three or four kids that can really score the ball. They had a big win. They played the Ford Center on Saturday, and were down most of the game against Castle and came back and got a win. They lost one of their better players, a guard, a couple weeks ago to injury. They think they may get him back. He'll probably be back for sectional, from what I understand. He's not anticipating playing tomorrow. But they've got they're physical. And, you know, I look back and I told the players, until I was 5-10 minutes before we tipped off at North Posey, I didn't realize these kids had never beaten North Posey. Mm-hmm. And these kids have never beaten Memorial.
No.
And this is something that, you know, it's just another kind of added, you know, we're trying to get a competitive spirit in this thing.
It's almost a mental thing with Memorial, because, no offense, but Memorial kids seem they're entitled. And that's almost intimidating to the Mount Vernon kids, because they're not like, I mean, these are good down-to-earth kids, but Memorial is entitled. And that just is a little bit intimidating. But these kids, you got seniors. They've been through a lot. They've been through, you know, football and several of them, their defense has been playing so well of late. Yep. Except, you know, we'll throw out the Princeton. Hey, once in a while, you don't even get off the bus. So I've told team before, hey, just forget all about that when sometimes that happens. Yeah. Let's move forward and build. But if you bring that kind of an effort out against Memorial, good things can happen.
Well, I'll say this. That team doesn't play like they're entitled this year. They are a scrappy, physical group that, you know, they've got a situation similar to what we have. That their coach had been in the college ranks a long time. I'm aware of him. I don't know him personally, but I know a lot of people he's worked with. He's been around a lot of winning basketball, and I'm sure he's bringing a lot of that to the table there. But they, you know, they had to fight. I mean, I didn't think they got down. I want to say they were down 9-11-0 against Castle, and fought their way back and got a win. So, you know, we've got to get back to what our identity is, Alan, and we got away from that Thursday. And I'm not sure. I mean, like I said, I'll take my responsibility for that for not ingraining that enough. But I think they know. You know, we had a really kind of a odd, you know, thing there with the school. You know, we were out of school, and the one thing that I found, even at the college level, even I think it's even more so at the high school level, you know, these kids get out of a routine.
Yep.
And they were out, completely out of a routine, for really 5 days. I mean, we did not practice. We played at Southridge. I'm sorry, we played with Pete Fairfield. You know, we didn't practice. We gave them Saturday off because we weren't going to play till Friday.
Right.
And, you know, then we think, okay, we've got a whole week for Tell City. And really, we're probably going to sprinkle in some Princeton stuff as well throughout the week without really letting the players know that. But you know, then we're shut down. Monday, Tuesday, we don't practice at all. On Wednesday, we practice. It wasn't very good. You know, kids have been out, and I thought we didn't. Then we came back, and Thursday, Friday, Saturday, you know, we still don't know if we're going to play. We're practicing, and we really don't know if we're going to play. And, you know, it came across we weren't playing, and then we weren't for sure. You know, Leanne Lashaw just did a lot of work for us here to get this, you know, kind of done right away in terms of her working the schedule, working with her. Because it's hard at this time of year to make up a game.
Yeah, and that was probably the absolute best time to plug it in.
It was for
during
us.
The rest of your schedule.
It certainly was for us. Well, the other option we had was the Friday, the last weekend of the season. And I know a lot of people don't like to mess with that because of sectional. And we didn't really want to either. But if we're going to play the game, that would have been – I didn't want to move a home game, you know, postpone a home game because, you know, we haven't had that many. So – you know, she went to work with them, and that was – it worked out great because they had a game Saturday. They didn't – they were supposed to – you know, they didn't play us Friday, and I don't think they practiced all week from what I understand. So then they played Saturday, against Springs Valley, and then we played a Monday. So it worked out, but it's been a, you know, and then we got, obviously we come back, and now we're back to two, and then we got to go to Boonville Friday, which is, they're playing as well as anybody right now, and I know they've got I want to say they play Princeton maybe tomorrow, I think. I'm not positive on that, but they've got, you know, they're in the hunt, obviously, and you're at home, and sectionals there. There's a lot of stuff about that game that, you know, is important, so to speak, but we got to take care of Memorial first. That's right. What we got to get back to playing in basketball the way we play.
Yeah, and, offense, shooting and ball handling stuff has a lot to do with eye-hand coordination, things like that. Rebounding and defense is effort, 100% effort. And that's what you guys can hang your hats on if your defense comes to play. You give other people fits. And, like we talked about over in I believe it was the Fairfield game, it might have been one of the others, that the defense was so strong that the opposing ball handlers would travel. I mean, they would turn around, and all of a sudden there's Clowers in his face. Instead of, he's got Boozy on one side, Clowers on the other. What do you do? Pick your poison. And they would, but of course, those are dead ball turnovers, but still.
Well, Grayson and Nash really did a good job of setting the tone for us out there with Ed Carmi. And that was what, like, you know, Princeton shoots 77% in the second quarter and 72% in the half. And you score 43 points.
Yeah.
And that's just so far away from where we've been. Now, we haven't played a Princeton, you know, that kind of level. You know, it's been a while since we played a team of that caliber. Tri-West comes to mind. They're a good team, but they're not that explosive. But it wasn't as if we gave up layups.
Yeah.
We didn't get back. There were things that we didn't make them earn it. I guess
right.
The thing, that's the one thing we've talked to these kids about. We want to be a team that people don't like to play against. And I know that was the case in Carmi, and I think even down in Southridge, but in Tell City. But we've hopefully learned. We'll find out tomorrow.
Well, that's what I was about to ask you, the $64,000 question. Mm-hmm. Are they mentally ready to come out tomorrow with their absolute best effort and then let chips fall where they may?
I think so. You know, we got after it Friday and Saturday pretty good, as well as we have in a while. We've had so many games. And then we're off, obviously,
right.
So you're not practicing. And when you try to get back, you know, the first time we practiced, we played that Friday. We're off Saturday, Sunday. We're off Monday, Tuesday. And, you know, no school, no nothing. You know, mm-hmm. People sit around, they lay around. I was a high school kid, I'm sure.
Sure.
You sleep till noon, you know. So but we came back. Our guys, I think, had a recognition that we we need to get after better.
Well, and you know, the other thing, they're 11-6 right now.
Yep.
They've done too much good work to let things slide the last few games of the season. And I'm sure they're seniors, six of them. This is their last go around. How will they, if they coast, how are they going to feel a month from now?
Well, we told them that we wanted to compete for the league title. We were there. It's going to be hard now. A lot of things are going to have to happen that, you know, we talked about it. I don't see Princeton losing three games.
Mm-hmm.
But now our next deal, our focus is you want to be playing your best basketball come sectional time.
Right.
You know, I worked in lower level in college basketball, what they call low majors. And the only way you get to the tournament is if you win your league tournament, your conference tournament, which is akin here to the sectional. And we were battling for a league tournament. I was all fired up. And my boss told me, he says, I don't really care about being the best team in the league on the last day of the regular season. I want to be the best team on that Saturday of the league tournament when you win and you cut down the nets. And so that's kind of our focus now is we're still one game at a time. There's things I we've tried to establish. You know, you want to protect your home court. You want to when your fans come, you give everything you have and you come out of there a winner. Nobody wants to come, and see kids lose. And so we want to establish a home court for everybody, really. And we'd like to, still find a way there to stay in the top half of the league, that top three or four. I think we're tied. There's a log jam in there right now. But what we're doing right now is every day just moving towards that time in March where we got to go to Boonville for the section.
Fabulous. That's a great approach. And you don't have to worry about shot clocks anymore. So
I don't know if we ever – the first game, I almost got technical because it was – they shot it. and we got the rebound and actually had advanced the ball when the horn went off, and, yep. and we're going to lay up, and they shut us down. I'm going nuts, and I stopped yep. myself, because I'm thinking, these guys don't have any experience at this.
Right.
You know, nobody did. Nobody in the gym. This is the first time they'd done it.
And yeah, I remember the play you're talking about, because we'd already gotten the ball and yeah. took. I think it was Boozy was ahead of everybody, yeah. and the pass was in the air, and they blew the whistle.
Then they only gave us 20 seconds because they said we're in the half court, and I said, well, yeah, that's the point. We were in the half court before yeah. the shot clock went on, but it was –
Well, I'm glad you're confused about that too, because we couldn't figure out how come we only got 20 yeah. seconds. Why'd they stop it in the first place? How come we only got 20 seconds? But
yeah, but it's – you know, everyone was – and then, the you know, the we had – We had some students there, and we have our manager. That bench was, you know, a lot of these high schools, you go through the bench, the fans are right behind you.
Yeah.
Well, these officials, they can't discern when they hear something mm-hmm. if it's coming from the bench or the
right.
crowd.
And, right.
and we had I had to kind of make you know I wasn't real happy with myself, but I had to make it clear to these folks behind us that I don't want to hear anything from them because they were staring us down. I thought we were about ready to get a technical.
Yeah.
It worked out.
Yeah, it did. And so we got to tomorrow night at home against Memorial at 7 o'clock, and then Friday at Boonville at yeah. 7 o'clock also.
Yeah. And then so, we come back. Well, we'll be here Monday, but we yeah, come we'll back. Talk about obviously, we got Modern Day
on Tuesday. Home. So yeah, but folks, the crowd is so important, especially when you got a 50-50 game, or it's just right in the balance, and that until you've been down on the floor and you understand, the crowd can really push you over the top. So everybody come out tomorrow night, make a lot of noise, bring your noisy neighbors, and then Friday, make a nice little trip to Boonville,
yeah.
get business taken care of.
Sure.
And with that, thanks a lot for your time, Coach. I know you're anxious to get back home and get warmed up somewhere, and the Hoosier game comes on in about an hour or so. And, Dave, thank you back to the studio.
You got the Salukis on right now.
Oh, okay. I'll just say good night to all good sports.
You've been listening to Mount Vernon Wildcat Basketball on 106.7 WMVI and MountVernonRadio.com. This broadcast has been brought to you by United Fidelity Bank, the Posey County Co-op, Auto Car Trader, Bud's Hardware, the Mount Vernon M Club, Russell's Excavating, Crane Credit Union, Expressway Chevrolet, Team Milam of ERA First Advantage Realty, and Expressway Jeep and Chrysler. Keep up to date with the Mount Vernon Wildcats on 106.7 WMVI and PoseyCountyRadio.com.